This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
One of the most touching stories that came out of the Iraq War were a story of two Marines. I remember reading this myself. Two Marines were in a firefight in a town or village in Iraq. One of them was wounded severely in the foot, so bad that when this Marine tried to stand on his feet, he just collapsed. He could not put any weight on a foot that had been really messed up by machine gun fire. And so finally they had to leave. They had to get out of where they were. He said, I can't walk. And so one other Marine said, there's only one way we're going to do this. We're going to accomplish this. I'm going to have to carry you out of here. And it was very humbling for the one Marine to fall over the shoulders of the other Marine and let him carry him out of the danger zone, which he did hundreds of yards to get to safety. And the Marine who did the carrying said, it was hard for my Marine friend, because I had to do for him what he couldn't do for himself. I had to do something for him that he couldn't do for himself. I think you know where I'm going with this. All of us are in that position. We need someone to do something that we can't do for ourselves. It's called the Lord's forgiveness. You don't have what it takes, and neither do I, for the Lord to say, okay, you're good. You've made up for the sin in your life. No. It's all about grace. It's all about seeking His forgiveness. Sin isn't forgiven because of a time lapse. Sin isn't forgiven because people have forgotten about it. Sin isn't forgiven because it's gone. It just, we don't talk about it anymore. Sin is forgiven when it's confessed to the Lord and repentance is shown. And the grace of God works in a person's life. When I mention the name of the author, Max Lucado, everybody thinks he must have lived a charmed life. And, you know, from childhood and teen years, he was just this great Christian role model and example. Because of all the books, he's the most prolific Christian writer there is today. I mean, I've lost count how many books he's written. But you'll be surprised when I read a story to you from his life, because I was surprised the first time I read it. My teenage acquaintances included a handful of Christians, none of whom were cool. One minister's daughter passed on beer parties and gossip. As a result, she spent most of her Friday nights alone. A tennis player came back from summer break with a Bible bumper sticker on his car and a smile on his face. We called him a Jesus freak, including me, Max said. My voice was among the mockers. It shouldn't have been, but it was. Somewhere inside, I knew better, but I didn't go there for advice. My parents took me to church. My minister told me about Christ. But did I make a big deal about God or the church? No. I had something far more important to promote, my reputation. I was an athlete, a flirt, a beer drinker, a partier. I polished and protected my reputation like a 65 Mustang. What mattered most to me was people's opinion of me. Then I went off to college and heard a professor describe a Christ I'd never seen. A people-loving and death-defeating Christ, a Jesus who made time for the lonely, the losers, a Jesus who died for hypocrites like me. So I signed up. As much as I could, I gave him my heart. One can't at once promote two reputations. This is really insightful. You can't promote two reputations. You either promote God's and forget yours, or you promote your reputation and forget God's. We must choose. We must decide. Now, why did I tell that story? Somebody might say, well, he needed Jesus. He knew all about Jesus. His parents took him to church. He said, my minister told me about Christ. What Max Lucado needed to do is what some men in this room need to do today. Repent. What some women in this room need to do. Repent.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.